Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of the teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this is my first Drivecast of 2026, a brand new year. And this week, we're thinking about our vision personally, corporately as a church for this upcoming year. And so I just want to think about our vision. You know, we talk about the name of our church, LifePoint, right? We split that up into two sides. And our vision statement is that LifePoint exists to draw life from God and to point others to Him. So as you think about your life in the coming year, you think about those two things, right? That's a combination of the great commandment, drawing life from God. That's loving the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then pointing others to Him, or the great commission. To go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so as we enter this new year, we have the opportunity to take a second and to reimagine, to refocus our lives around these two areas of relationship with the Lord, that as we approach Him this year, that not just on Sundays, but on the other 6 days of the week as well, we're going to take God's word, we're going to read it in, we're going to pray it up, and we're going to live it out. That there are certain people that we're going to pray for, that God would bring them to Himself, that we would get to be part of it, part of planting seeds, part of the harvest in some moments, to see people come to take steps of faith towards Him. I think sometimes, I don't know about you, but for me, I think about the steps that other people need to take. I don't necessarily focus as much on the steps that I need to take. And so I'm just going to encourage you, as I'm encouraging me as we begin this new year, I'm asking the Lord, what are steps that I need to take? What is a next step for me? Maybe for you, it's to be consistent about visiting the Drivecast here, the devotionals that are in the app. Maybe it's a step towards being part of a life group. Maybe it's a step towards serving on a team. I would encourage you to be willing to listen to God's Spirit, allow God's Spirit to speak to you from the Great Commandment and from the Great Commission. And as you hear, be committed to follow. I think for a lot of us, a lot of times we are willing to hear God's voice so that we can consider it, not because we're committed to do it. But we are a people who put our yes on the table, and we say yes before we ever know what God is going to ask us to do, what step He's going to ask us to take. So I'm going to pray that into our Monday and into our week, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. And Lord, what we know is that Your word says that all Your promises in Christ are yes. They are yes to us. And so, Lord, the only way that we can respond back to You as a people is to put our yes on the table. And we say that, God, to You, knowing that it's going to require us to rearrange our lives in ways that maybe we're not currently aware of. But we want to say, God, that You are worth it. That we believe that You are the pearl of great price, that You are the great treasure, that You are the thing that we are ultimately after, that You are worth it. And so God, today, as we start a new week in the context of a new year, we just want to say our answer is yes. Whatever that next step is, God, we ask that Your voice would speak to us, draw us deeper, more strongly into relationship with You. And it's in Your name we pray. Now You take the opportunity to pray as well.